Welcome to this mini course on developing confidence in performing music in public. Our first step on your journey is going to be a short experiment to prove to you that you really do have the imagination to visualize things really well. This will be useful to you later when we start working with real hypnosis. So for the moment, settle comfortably into a chair or on the couch. Take a deep breath in, deep breath out, and gently close your eyes. And this works better also if you separate your hands and your feet. And I'm going to ask you to begin by visualizing something. Think about the last time you got yourself something cold to drink on a hot summer day. And just picture the drink in question. Go ahead. Okay. And now I've got some questions for you. Did you actually see a picture of the drink itself? Or did you talk to yourself and say things like cold or refreshing? You see, everyone's mind works a little bit differently when it comes to visualization, and people see things differently. For example, even if you did see an actual picture of your drink, were you seeing that drink in the daytime or were you seeing that drink by night? Were you seeing it on a table in your kitchen or were you seeing it on a table in a restaurant or a cafe? So I don't know how vivid the pictures in your mind are, but for some people, they can make the pictures so real that if they were to open their eyes, they'd practically see exactly what they were imagining. But even then, for some people, the image is going to be extremely clear. For others, it can be kind of fuzzy, while other people even see them in black and white. Everybody's experience is different. For certain people, in fact, it would be easier to visualize the last time they were actually drinking the drink because they would start to integrate sensations such as touch or kinesthetic sensations, which is the sensation of the energy of movement when you're making a gesture. People that integrate touch or kinesthetic sensations into their image might imagine taking the glass in their hand, raising it to their lips. They may, for example, remember the sensation of the condensation on the glass against their fingers. They may remember the weight of the glass in their hand. Other people might find it easier to visualize the last time they had a really cold drink on a summer day by remembering the sound when they poured the drink out of a bottle into the glass, that sort of glug glug noise, or the tinkling of the ice cubes. And then other people, again, might be remembering the odor. For example, Coca-Cola has a very specific odor, or lemonade, or a glass of cold white wine. These things all have very specific and distinct odors. So when it comes to visualizing, it's not just about picturing something. It's about trying to make that image as rich and as real as possible, by calling on all your other senses to develop and enrich the image. So no matter how or what you visualize, your approach is just fine because everyone has a different approach and everyone has a different experience. But the other thing is to think that when you may have trouble, there's really not a problem because you only have to switch to another method or another sensory channel. What I mean is that if you try to see the picture in your mind and you can't, then try thinking in terms of smell, and you smell it, or your tactile sense, what does it feel like? Or kinesthetic sense, what does it feel like in your muscles, the movement that you make, the gesture when you're manipulating the thing you're trying to visualize, and so on. This will help you to be more in touch with what the actual thing is that you're trying to visualize, and it will make it much more vivid for you. Use your memory to help you visualize. You may have had a distinct experience that comes to mind. Try and recall the exact circumstances and enrich the image from there. The idea is that as you try to visualize in the hypnosis sessions to come that we will be conducting, just try to be in a somewhat playful frame of mind. And as we said, as you visualize, try to enrich the experience by including what you would be feeling, hearing, smelling, tasting, and of course, seeing to make it real for you. This is part of what makes hypnosis a fun experience. It's also part of what helps to make it a more successful experience. And of course, you can call on experiences from your memory to also help you make the visualization more vivid, more intense, and more real. Okay, so that's our session for today. And next week, we'll be moving on to hypnosis training sessions.